T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I sort of got ghosted. So, not completely, where I never heard from him again, but I was dating this guy, and all of a sudden, basically, he went from super interested to not at all interested. And so, I'm just trying to figure out why.
Okay. Well, that certainly sucks. What's this guy's name?
Jeremy.
Okay. So, give me the abbreviated version of your history with Jeremy.
Okay. So, last month, I met him on Match, and we agreed to meet for coffee. So, we meet up, and it goes really well. And then we agreed that we should hang out that weekend. And so on the weekend, we went and got sushi. Again, great date. Then we met up meeting for like a few more things. Like we went shopping and then we went for a run. And it was honestly just going perfect. So finally I was like, you know, you still haven't taken me on a proper date. And so he agrees. And we have this real deal where he's going to pick the dinner place. And then I get to pick what we do after. So then we go to dinner, and then I picked a play, and we went to a play. And then after it's over, he takes me to my apartment, and I ask if he wants to come in to watch a movie or something. And, of course, he says yes. So he comes in, and, like, not even an hour into being there, he goes, you know what? I just remember I'm supposed to be doing this 5K tomorrow, which means I got to get up super early. So I really should get going and then just leave.
Okay, let me jump in here real quick and ask, when you invited him into your apartment after this date, did you think that, like that it was go time for you guys that night?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. And so then the next day, I don't hear from him. But I remember he had his race stuff, so I wait around until, like, dinner time. And I send him a text, like, how did it go? And he writes back, listen, I really had a great time last night, but I don't think we should see each other anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. I write back, okay, is there, like, a reason? Nothing. Never heard back.
So, oh, wow. So, you, okay, did you call him, though, or anything? Like, because I would be like, you owe me something.
I mean, I just want to know what it was, to be honest. But, no, I never called him. Like, I just want to know.
Okay. What do you think it was?
It could be this thing with, I mean, I've never done this before. I just want to put this out there.
Okay. All right. This should be good.
So it has to do with my panties.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is good. Suddenly I'm very interested in this story.
I thought you might be. So on our first couple dates, we go around talking about like our past relationships that all had failed. And one of the things he kept bringing up about his last girlfriend was that she was incredibly boring. Like, I guess she was like very plain, proper girl, wasn't into doing anything fun or silly or stupid. So I was like, well, she must have been, like, not fun in the bedroom. And he was like, that was the worst. She was the most boring girl he's ever been with. So at the play, I thought it would be a fun idea. During the intermission, I went into the bathroom, and I was like, save our seats. So he waited until the lights went down, and then I, you know, came in at the second act. And as we were sitting in the dark, I grabbed his hand and put my panties in it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you did the whole go to the bathroom, remove panties, slip into his hand move.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, all I wanted to do was show him I wasn't boring because all he talked about was his last girlfriend was so boring.
Right.
Well, what was his reaction? Like, did you see?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, he kind of had like a little grimace on his hand. And like when we went out to the parking lot, he was like, I think it got a little bit chilly, like kind of like making fun. And right. I was like, yeah.
Okay, so but overall, it seems like he was into it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was into it. And so when he came back to my apartment, I thought like it was go time.
Okay, what did you do in your apartment?
So he came over and I was like, you find something to watch on TV. And I went and got us a couple of beers.
Okay.
And then we kind of just hung out and chatted for a bit.
And then he pulled the I have to go early thing?
Yeah. And then he was like, all of a sudden, we were kind of mid-conversation, and he was like, oh, I just remembered I got a 5K, I got to go. And
okay.
It was kind of like that.
Okay.
Kind of all of
you got anything on this?
I mean, when you guys watch TV, was there more than just watching TV going on, or?
Yeah, I mean, like, a little bit. It wasn't, like, hot and heavy. Like, he didn't leave in the middle of anything. But, like, it was definitely, like, trending down that way. Like, we both kind of knew what was going to happen. And then we were kind of, like, joking around. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I got to go.
So, okay, so he leaves. You don't hear from him until you text him the next day. And then he says, not interested. And you think it's because of the whole panties move?
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I don't know what it could be otherwise. Everything was going perfect, and we had each other, like, a lot.
So basically, you think the panty thing move might have been coming on a little bit too strong.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if that was the case, then why come up to your apartment? I mean, I would have just said, sorry, I can't. I got to get up early, like, in the car right before he dropped you off.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, Stephanie, you'd like to know what turned him from hot to cold then?
Exactly.
Okay. And you said his name was Jeremy?
Jeremy, yeah.
Okay. Let's see if he'll talk to us. And when we come back, we'll find out what is going on here. We will call Jeremy when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Jeremy, please.
Yeah, can I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, good. Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
What can I do for you guys?
Well, you can help us out with a question. So, we heard from a girl who used to date you this morning, but you ended things pretty abruptly. Her name was Stephanie. Do you recall this person?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, she had shared the story of how you guys met up, went out a few times, and then you had what she called, like, a proper date, where you came back to her place, but then you suddenly left, kind of, and, like, you texted her the next day that you were not interested anymore. Is all of that accurate?
I mean, that's mostly accurate, yeah.
Okay, so what she wanted to know was, did the panty thing freak you out? Is that why you lost interest?
She told us the whole story about the play, and then she went to the bathroom and took off her panties and gave them to you.
Yeah, we know about that whole night. So I think what she thinks is that she scared you away because she was trying not to be boring. So is that what it was? Was that it?
No, wow. Yeah, no, that was not it.
That was not it. Okay, so that did not scare you off.
No. Definitely not. I actually thought that was kind of hot.
Okay, so if that wasn't it, then why did you ditch her?
Oh, I didn't ditch her.
Well, okay, all right. Was there a different reason? I guess is what we're asking.
Okay. Did she happen to mention anything about her cat?
Her cat?
Yeah, she has this cat named Marvin or Melvin or something like that.
Okay. Are you, like, allergic to cats?
No. Okay, so here's what happened when I went to her apartment, right? So we walk in. She tells me to go sit on the couch and find something on TV. So I'm walking over to her little living room area, and I notice there's this pile of cat on her floor. And I'm like, I think your cat had an accident. She literally walks over and goes, ugh. Thanks a lot, Marvin. And she scoops up the poop with her bare hand.
Oh, wait
a minute. She did what?
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding you. She literally picked it up with her bare hand, puts it in her other hand, and then walks it over to the trash.
Oh. So she didn't use a tissue or a napkin or anything?
No. She literally stood up, picked up the poop, barehanded it, threw it in the trash, and then did that thing where you kind of wipe your hands off on each other.
Oh, she didn't even wash her hands after?
No.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Okay, so she barehanded the poop, and that freaked you out.
I mean, I tried not to let it freak me out. I kept saying to myself, like, it's only cat poop. It's no big deal. But every time she tried to get close to me, all I could think about was her poopy hands.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay, so basically, you at that point, you said you had to go.
Yeah. I mean, I thought she was a great person, but then I was like, how many times has she done this and I didn't know about it? Like, does she always have poop hands? Does she think that's normal?
Bare-handing turds.
I gotcha. Yeah, I can see how that would really mess with your head.
I mean, imagine if on the next date she wanted to, like, hand-feed you grapes or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, imagine if you were sitting on her couch and she was like, try this delicious strawberry. It's covered in chocolate. At least I think that's chocolate. I completely understand. Okay, so that was the real reason then.
Yeah. That was it.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us bug you this morning, and thanks for giving us the straight poop on this story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.